Hello, families. Are you looking for a safe, loving, learning environment for your child? New Horizon Academy is a family-owned childcare program that serves families just like yours. Our curriculum is specially designed to meet the educational needs of children ages 6 weeks through school age. We invite you to call or stop into your neighborhood New Horizon Academy to take a tour anytime. Learn more at newhorizonacademy.net. New Horizon Academy, where love and learning grow.
Tony Ogorek of Ogorek Wealth Management joining us live this morning as we are dealing with market distress. Although yesterday was a positive day, right, Tony?
It was, Susan. And, you know, sort of a disconcerting item right now is we've had 6 or 7 days where we've had about 4% volatility up and down. And the last time we saw anything like that was in 1929. This morning, we have a limit on the futures because they've moved more than 5%. So it looks like we're going to be opening down again today. And the global markets, you know, it starts in the east, then moves toward Europe, and then the U.S., those are also down. So again, it's more of a seesaw up one day, down the next.
Should we even be paying attention to these futures? I mean, the futures, you look at them and they can go in the span of a couple hours from overwhelmingly positive to negative and vice versa, like what we've seen yesterday. How much attention are you paying to that on a day-to-day basis?
You know, Brian, that's a really interesting question. And I think, you know, the analogy we can look at is a focus group. Sometimes they'll give these people some sort of a handheld device. And as, you know, they're trotting out different scenarios, people are giving their indication of whether they feel positively or negatively about it. And when you look at the market, that is the most immediate feedback, economic feedback, that we are able to see as our government leaders send out trial balloons about what they think they might be, what they think it might be doing. And I think the most significant thing people need to understand is that the health comes before the money, and the best way to fix the economy and to fix the markets is to be able to get testing out there so people know who has to be quarantined, who does not. They have a better picture of things. We, at this point, really are flying blindly. We really don't have a lot of good information to work on. And because of that, the market is going to go to maximum fear. Now, we have a CBO a VIX index, which is called the, you know, for lack of a better term, the fear index. And on Monday, that hit 80, which is actually higher than it was during the financial crisis in 2008, 2009, which was a horrible time. So, again, we're at maximum fear, and that's reflected during the day in the markets as well as in the overnight futures.
Tony, there was immediate reaction yesterday, if you were watching the markets, around noon when the president talked and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin talked about stimulus checks for Americans. Is that an example of what you were talking about when you said, you know, they're kind of throwing different trial balloons up?
Yeah, exactly, Susan. And you know, I have to say, we've been through some of this in 2008, 2009, and a lot of resentment was built up in this country because banks were bailed out, a lot of large corporations were bailed out, but the guy in the street, the individuals, many of them were not bailed out. They had to throw in the keys for their houses. They did not receive debt relief, and I'm telling you, there is a significant political component that's going to be going on right now. I think that the president's meeting with CEOs, big corporations, they're getting bailouts, and to think you're going to throw $1,000 at someone, a restaurant owner, a small business person, that just ain't going to cut it. Bottom line, to know what these people are like, in 2017, there was a massive tax cut that benefited, you know, the 1% and also benefited corporations. And what the corporations did is they didn't give significant raises to people. They didn't build on their infrastructure. they used the bulk of the money to buy back their stock, which was going to be bumping up the stock price, benefiting their shareholders and themselves. And not a lot of it went for anyone else. And if they're going to be, you know, trotting out bailout packages, there are a whole lot of dynamics that need to look into that. There have to be restrictions where they cannot use it to buy back their stock, goose their stock price, and benefit shareholders and management at the expense of everyday workers. We just as a society, I don't think, are going to tolerate that.
$1,000, I think, to a lot of people would seem great right now as we sit here just really a few days into what's expected to be an extended shift in how we live. But getting that money right now, I mean, a month from now when things are maybe still going the same way, that's going to seem like a distant memory for a lot of whether they be investors, business owners, everyday people, right?
I'll tell you, you know, life as we know it, as we have known it, is going to be changed irreversibly. Understand, a lot of the restaurants, you essentially are putting them out of business. A lot of businesses, small businesses, they do not have, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months of credit line or cash available to hold them over. Just think about it for a minute. You know, if you're a dentist and or you're a physician, you make your money by direct contact with people. If those people have concerns about having contact with you, your billings are going to go way down. If you've got debt, medical school debt, what is going to happen to that? If you have a staff that has to be paid, what happens with that? You know, I don't think people understand the ramifications. And then one other point, you look at a lot of the churches in the area. I don't think they're sitting on a pile of money that can get them through, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 months of no revenue coming in or minimal revenue coming in. What's going to happen to them? The Catholic schools, are people going to be paying tuitions if the kids aren't going? Private schools, I mean, it's when you think of the dimensions of this, it truly is historic. We don't have a lot of answers right now, and that's one of the primary reasons why the markets are rocking and rolling as they are.
Tony, we appreciate the time as usual. Tony Ogorek of Ogorek Wealth Management.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get 2 lines for just $90 and 2 new iPhone 11s on us, so you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get 2 lines for $90 and 2 iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.